It is 4:06. This is the May meeting of the Canton Housing Authority. This is Stephen Costas, chairperson. Let's do a quick roll call, please.
Sue Therrien, secretary.
Fawn Murray, property manager.
Amy Peltier, vice chair.
I'm Don Stein, treasurer.
Excellent. Welcome, everyone. So our first agenda item is the minutes from the February meeting. I have had an opportunity to read them. I don't have any changes. I would elect to waive reading of the minutes, but if anybody wants to second that or change that.
I had one question.
Okay.
It wasn't that the notes were wrong, but it was a discussion that I don't remember, which probably likely means it happened, but I just don't remember. And I wanted to ask a question about the difference between security deposit and security deposit liability. I don't really remember that. It's on the first page underneath financial report, that discussion, and I still needed clarification from that. That was my only question. I guess probably for you, Fawn.
Did he ask Bill about that?
I think there was an email from Bill. Let me go back and see if I can find it.
I could see how they could be different charges, but I wasn't understanding what security deposit liability was.
I'm guessing that's the security deposits that have to be returned to tenants that are held in a trust account.
Okay.
Because it's a liability, so it's... And where's the other one, security deposit?
It's within that same line. So what's the... But how is that different from just like a security deposit?
On the balance sheet, I see security deposit liability of $12,837 assets.
I think it's the same. I don't know. Where did we ask? I think the security deposit liability is the same as security deposit. I don't know why the liability is in there. Because that looks like security deposit that we put into a different bank account.
So there's cash security deposit under asset,
mm-hmm.
and then there's security deposit liability under liability.
Okay.
Yeah, so under assets for the security deposit, that is how much you have in a separate account that holds the security deposit that the tenants give to us. We're required to put that in a separate account. The security deposit liability is how much we are liable to repay the tenants. Without the interest amount, because that amount in the money market account includes interest, which is why it's higher.
That's the distinction. Okay.
They don't get their interest?
They do get it when it's returned. It's just not included in the liability amount for whatever reason.
Okay.
Because we
don't need it. That's a relatively new statute where they get the interest.
Well, they're supposed to get it every year.
Yeah, they get it on an annual basis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
If they actually put that in the budget under the deposit interest, it's a budgeted item.
So
I don't know the rules.
The liability is what we're due to owe residents if they when they
leave
or whatever.
Yes.
And then the difference is in the deposit, it's the interest that's being accrued.
Correct.
But we still have to pay them their interest as well.
On a yearly basis.
Okay.
I have a procedural question. Mm-hmm. So I don't know the rules.
Okay.
So we started by asking about waiving the reading, but then a question came up. So we're still in we now have to go back and not waive the minutes and read through the minutes, or?
Well, nobody agreed with you waiving it,
right,
so it didn't pass.
Still open.
Yeah.
I just needed a refresher.
I understand. I'm just trying to follow the procedure of the rules of.
I think we can still waive them.
Yeah. Well, you can if you don't want to make any changes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that I just needed a clarification.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll I will again bring up a motion to waive the reading of the minutes from February 2026.
Mm-hmm. Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
We shall move on. Public comments. We don't have any public here today, so we're going to move on to management reports.
Okay. So I just have a few things.
We're on page 3. Is that where we are?
Yeah. I got a quote for tree trimming and a tree that's very dead in the back here for $3,500. And if you can see, the huge maple right there needs big time pruning. And then the other one over there, and then all the, I forgot the name of the trees, but they need to, before they start getting out of control, they already are. So it's a local person in town, and it's $35 an hour, but they're going to be here for
100 hours?
What? But multiple times three people or four people.
Oh. Yeah. It's not just one.
It's not just one person.
Yeah. Have we asked DPW if they would do it or not?
Yeah.
They said no?
No, they were doing tree trimming out here, and I said, hi, can you?
And they said no. Okay. Then we don't have a choice.
No. And I really want to get it done this year, because another year would be...
I mean, I agree. Does everyone agree or any objections?
No, actually, that sounds fairly reasonable now because of the cost that
they're insured.
Have been
sent. Yes, they are. I have all their insurance.
Okay, great.
We're all ready to go.
Great.
And then we tried briefly, but the financial audit. So we established that it's every 2 years, previous years. So we did 2022 and 2023. So this year, we're doing 2024 and 2025. And then in 2028, we're doing 26 and 27. So in the previous year, we've been using this one company. And then just recently, right, they said, no, we're not doing it anymore. Sheila, you want to expand on it?
That's fine. We're
not going to. Correct. That's what happened. And then Bill, I said, Bill, what's going on? We need the audit for kids. He said the auditors said they won't do it. So I reached out to the CHFA and got a list of auditors that do audits for housing authorities. And I reached out to about 10 different auditors, and this was the only one that even was willing to take on a new client and give me a price to do the audit.
And
it wasn't just you guys, it was two housing authorities that we had this issue for.
And do they do 25 and 26 at one time, or are they doing 25 in the year 2026 or 24? 25 in 2027.
Nope. So 2026 is 2 years, is 25 and 24. That's what they're doing.
Right.
Yep.
But are they, we're in 2026 right now.
Yeah.
In the year.
But
are they doing both, or are they doing one each year?
They're going to do 24 and 25 in 2026.
Yep.
In one foul swoop.
Yes. That's why it's $12,000. And then in 2028, they're going to do 26, 27, and I'm guessing their price is going to increase.
Of course.
That $3,000 increase is for 2 years,
yep,
right?
Yep.
So it's $1,500 a year.
Yes, but it's all billed at once, right, and it can't be. I still don't understand why it can't be strewn over the two budgets. But
the last budget we had was $9,000 for that.
Yeah. Yep. No, I understand. I'm just, I don't know why we can't attribute $6,000 to
per year.
Yeah.
Making sure it's $1,500.
Yeah. Yep.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I just don't. Can you re-explain why we can't put $6,000 in 1 year and $6,000 in another year?
Because they won't let you carry it over. If there's money left at the end of 2025, they won't let you carry that money over to 2026. So it should be budgeted in the year that it's actually going to be spent, according to the auditor. That's what the generally accepted accounting principle is.
They won't let you carry it over. I have to agree. It doesn't... I mean, I'm pretty familiar with GAAP, but I'm not fluent in GAAP.
I don't know. It's complicated. Housing authority. Yeah. Okay. Know, that's why there's.
I'm not gonna die on this sword. I certainly.
Because it's been done like years and years ago. So
right.
That's why we haven't questioned anything of why we can't do it each year budgeted. It would be great for our.
It would help the budget. That's what I'm trying to do because it's. 12,000 in one. I understand we make up the $6,000 in the second year. I understand it. It would just even it out a little bit more. Let's move on. I understand, but I wish it was a clearer reason why, or if there was something, or some that somebody could point me to that says this is why you can't do it.
But, yeah, we can ask the
cool.
auditor.
Great. Mm-hmm.
So you approve?
Yes.
Okay. Then you have to sign. Please.
Is everybody in? Agreement? I'm not going to make a unilateral.
You only have one choice.
Yes.
Can I? Is there a contract? Or?
Yeah.
It's
the contract. Sorry. You don't have to do it today.
Okay. Can I read it and bring it back?
Yep. Or email it back to me.
This is better because I don't want this to hold up any of our grant funding.
Yeah.
That's my only concern.
I'm sorry?
Say that again.
The auditor.
Great. I need to read the contract if I'm signing it.
Okay, so the next thing is that vacancy updates. So there is a higher level of vacancy this year than usual, and it's due to multiple tenants' deaths. And then in several cases, like relatives were out of state and causing clearing out personal belongings, or there's no next of kin, so again, we have to go through the court process. So you'll see it reflects on the vacancy reports that it's a little higher than usual because of the turnover time that's been extended.
But we're reaching out to potential tenants?
Oh, no, we have potential tenants. It's just we're waiting for the units to be empty and get out. I mean, in one case, a relative came from Florida, came in and said, yeah, sure, everything is all set. Whatever in here is
garbage.
Is gone, garbage. So we're like, okay. Well, 2 weeks later, I get a phone call from the oxygen place, and they're like, hey, where's our oxygen tank? And I was like, I don't know. So it's stuff.
But
like
it's
that.
Not your responsibility to take
no,
care of
it. No, but they were like really upset about
of
it.
Of course.
I was just like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But yeah. But those
here's their next of kin. Call them.
That's delays that I've been getting, but
and in that situation with the net, like if there is a, Valor, do you rent oxygen tanks?
A medical supply company.
A medical supply
it's
company.
It's a medical. Right. It's a medical cost.
Yeah. That bill goes to the family.
I have no idea.
It'll probably get delivered depending on what they do with the mail. It would get forwarded probably, or so they will ultimately, and they could put in for a debt, and you know depending on if it goes to probate or if there's a will or whatever. So they'll be okay.
I hope so. Yeah, medical supply company.
Is there somebody here?
No, there isn't.
Oh, they left?
Yeah.
They did?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the other thing is by June, it should be full again because I have people moving in.
I do have a question about Sally Harkness.
Yep.
How did that all come about?
She was on the wait list.
She was?
Yeah.
She was the next in line?
Yeah.
And then a tree fell in her house? And it just happened that she was moved in?
Yeah, she was on the wait list, and I called... Well, she's not wasn't the top person. I only called the top 10 when there's, like, empty units.
Uh-huh.
And then I called...
And she was in the top 10?
Yep, she was in the top 10, and then people just, you know, didn't want it or never answered me or whatever, and then it was her turn.
Wow. That's fortuitous.
Because... Why? I'm not understanding who Sally
so she was moved
the
in.
Issue here.
She was moved in, or she, I guess, was on the wait list.
On the wait list. She came in.
No. She must have been on the wait list.
Yeah, which is...
There was an accident at her previous house where a tree fell on her house, and she had to evacuate her house, or something. I don't know if it was an owner or something, but that's okay. I just was shocked. It was like such a weird juxtaposition of timing, because it was like
she was lucky.
I mean, that's
unlucky but lucky.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true. So
she was displaced for a little while after her tree fell, and then she got the phone call.
So did she own that home?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
Because she wouldn't have been eligible, right? If she owned the home.
No, she would have.
Still would have been eligible?
Because the assets are not, you know, it's just the...
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's just income, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just based on income.
There's no asset?
No, there is, but there's a... You can own a lot of assets. So you just have to pay like a...
More.
It's a percentage annual...
30%?
No, it's like... 0.06% of interest or something like that of the total assets that you have will count towards income.
Wow. Yeah. But then that almost implies, I always thought people who are here because it's affordable. And they don't have money elsewhere. Whereas,
nope, that's the other... government.
that's most
very
cases.
Interesting.
So,
yeah.
You're thinking of, like, this is kind of new to me as well.
We can't talk about it right now, but in the executive session, there's a lot of people.
Yeah,
here.
We don't. Yeah.
Oh, I thought, that's very interesting.
Yeah.
Yes. So it's just getting on a wait list.
Yes.
And that's how you get in.
No, you get on a wait list and you have to qualify income.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So you can have assets, but you can't have income.
You can have assets, but if your assets and your income total...
Whatever
the
guidelines are, right?
Yeah, then you're not going to qualify.
Okay.
Let's just say that your income is $400 and then the restriction is $500 and your assets interest is $100. You barely made it.
Right,
you
you're just
in
under the wire.
Yeah.
And what... I'm sorry, just the last thing on... What did you say? What percent of your... assets count total income?
What is it? What's the HUD rate? 0.06 or something like that. Yeah, very, very small.
So could your assets still be that house?
It would be the market price, the difference between your mortgage and the fair market price and whatever it is that you will owe on it.
Okay, so you retired and you own the home, but you...
You have to sell it.
You do have to sell it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the asset would be whatever money you make of that, and that would be a percentage that counts towards your income.
So you sell the home for $500,000, and that therefore that becomes assets, right?
Well, it depends.
So let's say
if you owe $300,000 on it.
No, you wouldn't. So you still... Okay, so you have $200,000... a worth of assets to continue living.
Yep.
Well, I learned something new.
Yeah. Great. And I work in housing.
It's complicated because if some of the assets, if you take it out monthly, then it counts towards income. If you take it out annually, it counts towards income. So there's other ways. If you don't take anything out, then it's the 0.06. But if you take it out, like if you get a dividend, or something, and that counts towards income.
So how many are vacant currently?
Two.
Or,
sorry, one is vacant.
One is vacant,
okay.
And that'll be June.
Yes.
Glad you know all this information. I'm just really impressed, because I find this all so, just so many little intricacies, and it's just amazing world.
Okay, so any other questions about that?
Not on vacancy or vacancy update.
Okay.
Operations and maintenance.
Yeah, so routine maintenance and unit turnovers, repairs and contracts are under budget for year to date. And you want to explain the pilot, why it's higher? Okay.
So I had questioned Bill on the pilot. So the pilot is based on the rental income plus the utility payments that are made. So the rate is 30%. So they take your total rental income, they subtract your security or your utility payments, and then they times that by 13%, and that's what you have to pay for the pilot payment. So the higher rental income is good, but unfortunately it results in a higher pilot payment.
And the pilot is the payment in lieu of tax.
to the town.
Yeah. So we're getting high income, but then that's
good. Right.
Okay. So that's why you see.
But we're not paying taxes. See, the problem is that we're not paying taxes. It's just another way to say pay the taxes, which is why I was hoping that Department of Public Works would do the trees, but that's okay. I don't think there's anything we can do about it. It's.
About it. You have to send them a report on a quarterly basis.
Yeah. That's just what it is. We still have the two maintenance people? Angel and...
Yes. Okay. You want to talk about the maintenance people?
Yeah.
Okay.
So Angel has asked to be transferred to another property. There was an opportunity that came up at another property, so he would be at that property full-time and wouldn't have to bounce around to be multiple properties. So we are transferring him to that property, and we did hire a new superintendent to replace Angel. His name is Brian Gonzalez, and he starts on the 28th of May. So, good guy, good attitude, very skilled.
Same hours. We still have the other guy doing the lawns, or?
Do we have the guy doing the lawn, right?
Yeah, Josh is still helping with the lawns. When needed, but Brian's going to be doing the majority of the maintenance and work there.
6 hours a week, or?
Here?
Yeah.
He is doing the 8 hours.
What was wasn't Angel doing six and the other guy was doing?
No.
Or eight and eight, or?
No, it was 2 days a week, but then we scaled him down to eight, and then eight the other guy. So it's 16 hours.
It's 16 hours, so he's doing eight and the other guy's doing eight.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Anybody have any questions?
Yeah, it's seasonal for Josh. Because he only does lawn.
So in the winter, the new guy is doing 16, including the shoveling and all that stuff?
Well, that's why we have Josh come in if there's like any type of heavy snow and help, which is a couple times this year we did that. But yeah, that's part of the job.
So Josh does lawns and snow?
No, he does, if we need help for snow, he comes in. If it's like heavy. Like,
got it, okay, extra, here, okay.
Yeah, extra.
But otherwise, Brian does it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
In the winter, Brian goes to 16, and Josh gets called in.
No, because snow is not what snow we get, yeah.
Who's the new guy, Brian?
Brian, yeah. Okay. It just depends on snow. I mean, some snow days, I'm the one doing the sidewalks, so it doesn't, you know.
So Brian is only gonna work 8 hours a week.
Yep. Here.
Throughout the entire year.
That's what Angel's been doing here.
I'm confirming because, and then Josh.
Yep.
Also does 8 hours with the lawn or not?
8 hours with the lawn, yes.
And then in the winter, that goes away, so we're losing 8 hours of coverage.
We still have him on just for like on calls.
But we're not paying.
Backup. Yeah, backup or anything like that. Only when we need him, we will pay him. Yeah.
So. I'm sorry, maybe I'm not being clear. If we're paying 16 hours in the summer,
yep.
Once the lawns or fall cleanup is done,
mm-hmm.
Josh essentially goes away.
Yep.
And Brian will be working 8 hours a week, correct?
Yes.
Which means that our payroll should be less because we don't have to pay Josh unless it's on an emergency basis.
Yeah.
So the payroll should actually go down, right? Because
it'll go down unless we're paying him
for a special service. But the majority of time, it should be going from 16 hours to 8 hours. The majority of the time.
Yes.
Yes.
And that's reflected in the budgets. And cool. Mm. And there's no reason to have Brian take on the additional 8 hours that Josh would have been paid for to keep maintenance in the unit, or?
Keep, what do you mean?
The lawn?
The lawn?
No lawn.
Josh does the lawn.
I understand, but it's still 8 hours that we're paying. No matter what the job is, we're still paying the 8 hours.
Steven, are you saying it's just easier to have one person than two?
No, oh. I'm just saying that in the winter, mm-hmm. Do we say to Brian, hey, Brian, do you want to bump up to 16 hours a week? Mm-hmm. Because then you could do more maintenance in all the units because we're already paying 8 hours. And if Josh is a special contract,
okay.
It's only, we're losing 8 hours of
work. Okay, we can do that.
But isn't Brian working elsewhere?
He works at another site. Okay. Yeah.
Right, but that's still...
So he may not be available.
He may not.
That's what
And then
doing.
We're stuck with 8 hours, but I'm just saying, like, if there's work to be done, if there's not work to be done, then we don't need to do
it. I think that since we switched over to the Josh landscaping in the 8 hour, it's been working.
Okay, great.
You know, it hasn't, if anything, yeah.
We can pull him from the other property to come take care of any work orders or emergency work that needs to be done.
Yeah. Okay.
And if we, for some reason, this coming year, we say, oh my goodness, we need more maintenance or something, then we'll adjust and we'll obviously we'll let you know.
Okay.
Right? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, general property status, there's no major safety issues reported. All the vendors are paid on time. We're gonna, when Brian, the new maintenance guy, comes, I'm gonna have him repaint the visitor and resident parking labels and fill in cracks and potholes and things like that.
Okay. So, can we go up to the one right above that?
Yeah, that's part of the grant funding thing.
Okay.
I'll talk about that. Okay.
Any questions on the management report?
Did you skip right on?
Yeah, that's part of the grant funding that I'll talk about.
Well, my question is, back in March, we ended up getting some units from the health department. We had to buy others.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because they only had 14 for us.
Yeah, 17 or something like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we did that?
We did. I'll discuss it in the grant funding part.
Okay.
Okay, we'll go over the budget and, I mean, the financials and then the budget for voting.
Sure.
Okay.
So for the financial report, through the end of April, the actual income was $444,064. The budgeted income was $406,229, so we received $37,835.
She's fine.
Page seven.
Oh, that's my summary.
That's her summary. She's going down to the specifics. Okay.
Page seven.
Can we turn her up a little bit?
Yeah.
Is it possible?
All the way up. Okay, there you go.
For the expenses, you had budgeted to spend $320,942. You've actually spent $324,178. So that's $3,236 more than budgeted. That's mainly due to the payment for the pilot payment. We had to pay $25,000 more than we had budgeted for the pilot due to the rental income.
I was going to say utility cost is probably higher, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm. That's mostly the pilot.
Yeah, it's mostly the pilot.
Right, but the utility payments are part of that pilot, right?
Nope. Your utility payments are separate, and you were under budget actually for your electric. Your water, you were a little bit over budget. You were $1,800 over budget for water. Everything else, that's good there. What do you
Office payroll over $8,290.
Yep.
Maintenance supplies over $1,970.
$25,000. So if you didn't have that, you would have finished $20,000 below your budgeted amount.
For expenses,
yeah.
And payroll going over is for more hours worked or the cost of running payroll?
It's the hours because of the snow removal. Remember those?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
3 days of snow removal. Yeah. And then also with the clean out of the apartments, we had to get extra people to help clean out and dumpsters and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the extra cost in there.
Projected year-end income. That's through June?
Yeah.
So we're saying that we should end up with a surplus in the next 2 months?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
question about the surplus. Just
the
like,
Third Avenue spent $12,000 and also $35,000.
Right. Well, that was gonna be my question. Yeah. Will those things come out of the surplus? And then typically,
well, it's gonna be this month or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Okay. So it wouldn't be in July or moving forward.
No,
that's
it wouldn't
right.
be. Yeah.
That's right. Okay.
Yep.
Wouldn't we put the $12,000 into the next year?
Yes, we would. Whatever we have left over.
Right, but you just said the audit, the $12,000 would come out of the surplus.
For this year, yeah, wouldn't it? The billing would be in.
We're not going to have any expense for this budget because the audit's not going to be done or billed
until it's completed.
The money essentially just carries over in the operating account.
Yeah.
The surplus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. It'll live in the operating account.
Yeah.
Okay. So that was my question. Where is that surplus going to live?
In the operating account.
In the operating account. Okay. And so does, I just remember, and I'll look at, like, what's our total reserves? Like, our replacement reserves.
Retained earnings.
You've got $26,922 in the replacement reserve account.
You see it? Replacement reserve.
I'm on replacement reserve, but I don't see.
On your balance sheet, it's listed under cash operating reserve.
Okay.
I did ask Bill to change that to replacement reserve because it's confusing the way he has that worded.
So cash operating reserve is what?
It's replacement.
Replacement reserve account. You have a separate account for you to deposit your monthly reserve contributions to.
Can you tell me what page we're on?
Six.
Yeah,
Six. Okay.
He's
going
to
change that to replacement.
So this
reserve.
Is
okay.
going to change.
Because on the budget comparison, the replacement reserve
is 27.
Well, it's year to date and year to date actual.
So the year to date actual is 23,085.
On the budget comparison.
Well, that's only as of April, don't forget.
Okay.
The balance sheet, oh, no, the balance sheet is April. So these numbers are not in agreement.
I guess
no, but this is what we have in there for the total, right? Sheila?
Yeah, $26,922 is the total amount in the replacement reserve account.
And then this is just this year.
Right. Okay.
Got it. So, I mean, that's a fairly small reserve.
Well, we only started doing it.
Yeah.
Right, I remember.
Right. But if we put more in, we can't take it out.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. It has to go on a monthly basis from our income. That's why Chaffa. So, when the main broke, mm-hmm. Chaffa said, oh, you're not accruing any reserves.
Right.
So we made this agreement to say we're going to put $1,000 a month toward the replacement reserve. So it's $12,000 a year. So this is essentially, you know, a year and a half of.
Right.
Or 2 years of replacement reserves. So next year it should be 38. And the following year it should be. So. But it's there in case of another major.
Got it.
Expense like the water main, because we are expected to contribute to those costs, not just get a grant from the state.
Right. So, just so I understand. So we can take it out in the event of an emergency?
An emergency, yes.
Got it.
We have
okay.
to go through them and
through CHFA.
Out, yeah,
yes.
And have all these forms and all
Got
this
it.
Stuff, but we can take it out.
Okay.
And then if we're short, then they're like, all right,
we'll help you.
We'll help you with whatever it is.
Right.
And then we have to start all over again.
Yes. Yep.
And so replacement reserve and operating reserve.
Nope, he's going to change that to replacement reserve.
So they're the same thing?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, got it. So this is what we
So the balance sheet,
today.
The balance sheet is since inception, and the budget comparison is on a yearly basis.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Any other questions on the financials?
So we did learn that we were able to put some money into a high-yield money market account? Correct? That's, I think you said that that was approved.
Sheila, we did that, right? Yeah.
Yes, that replacement reserve is in a money market account.
No. We talked about taking some of the $300,000 and putting it, or almost $400,000, and putting it into a high-yield money market account to get some extra interest on this money. And
you can do that if you'd like, yes.
I thought you said last time it was only for the replacement reserve. That's what we did.
Oh, no, I was just talking about this. This is over the FDIC insurance amount.
Okay, so you want to put how much? We can vote on it now. Like, how much would you like?
Well, to I would. So in doing some research, Marcus by Goldman Sachs is at 3.75. Open Bank, I don't want to do Open Bank because it's a foreign held entity. I want to say CFG is at 4%. Those were the three that I checked. But I can't imagine. It's literally, you have to link it to your bank account. It goes via wire. I just thought it was a way for us to get some revenue and interest income to, because we're not using all this money, and I'm not saying anything's going to happen, but it's above the FDIC insured limit. So
how much would you like to take out of that to put into a...
I would probably say 150, if everyone was comfortable with that.
Is this the high interest savings account?
No, the 390. So we have an operating account at Columbia Bank that has $396,106 in it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, if we take a portion of that money and put it into a high yield money market account gain interest...
150K, you're saying?
Yeah.
We talked about this at our last...
Yeah, and they said it was okay to do, and I'm just saying, I want to move it forward as we get into the next budget season, because...
Okay.
But I don't know if there are certain restrictions on where that money can go, or who has access to it, who sets it up, who, you know, so these were all questions that...
You can open that account at any bank of your choice. Typically, we have Bill, who is our general ledger accountant, as a signer. I'm usually a signer as well from Imagineers, and then we would put Dave and Len on also as signers.
So it's all electronic. There is no signing, so it's mostly all electronic. Because
if you want to withdraw money, you need signers and stuff, just like Columbia Bank.
Yeah, you have to go to the bank probably to open the account.
No, these are all virtual accounts. These are virtual accounts. You sign them up online. You wire the money in. When you want the money, that you wire the money back. So it's all done electronically. That's why you're getting a high yield. You're getting 4%. You're not getting 4% at a local bank.
Did we look at Edward Jones or anybody like that?
Nope, we haven't.
Because they're pretty high. I looked into that, and it was over 4%.
Yeah.
With them.
Oh. I mean, I don't know if there's a minimum, but, you know, we don't have an account with them, so.
Well, I wasn't thinking $150,000.
Yeah.
I didn't mention that.
I guess the question is anybody interested in this, or do we just table this?
And no, I think it's a smart idea. I'd even be willing to.
I think it's a smart idea. We don't have a lot of money in reserves. No, right.
Well, it's not reserves.
Right, I know it's not reserves, but it's earning us money that could be used for things that
for
are
surprises. And, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, how about if.
Should I talk to Bill or.
Like if you want to. Reach out to Bill and say, this is what we want to do, and these are the bank. Let's research and see if, you know, it's the right, and what's the next process.
Okay.
We can do that.
Sure.
I think that what are the series of questions that we need answered to know, like, what's a safe amount?
Yeah.
Anything below the FDIC insured amount is, which that's what I'm saying.
Is FDIC?
Yeah.
That would be below that.
Sure. That's what I'm saying, 150, and then the money just sits there and compounds. And then you can take out the interest once a year and start at base again.
Is there a penalty for taking out?
That's what we should ask all the people.
The biggest thing... It's not a CD, so it's...
Yeah, for money markets, there's no penalty.
Right. And sometimes there might be a limit that you can only do like $50,000 a month. Each one is a little bit different. We probably also need to find out it shouldn't be a problem with a municipality or a housing project like this,
right.
But we just need to get those things. Can you just email me? It's Bill.
Yep, William.
Who sends the HAP?
Yep.
Okay, I'll email him.
And is there a minimum? Do we know?
I don't know. That's why we're gonna. No. That's why we're gonna. Ask.
I mean, it's like 500 or 5,000 or something like that. Everyone is different. Mm-hmm. Yeah, everyone is different. But
so at 150.
Compounding
and 4%,
$6,000
a year.
I mean, it's significant. It's
yeah,
not, and it's not, and it's not straight. It's compounded. So
okay.
That pays for the increase in budget in audit.
There you go. Mm.
I just found us some money.
Good man. All right, okay. Then.
But I'll reach out to Bill.
Okay. And thank you.
See what we can sort of figure out. Sorry.
And Bill is hot.
No.
Bill is with Imagineers.
Okay. He notifies us about the HUD.
Yeah.
The HAP payments.
Yeah, you said HAP, so I thought he was HUD. I got it.
Okay, so we're ready to move on to the budget?
I believe so.
Okay. Budget 16.
Okay, for the 2027 budget, very similar to what we have for 2026.
What's free rent marketing concession?
That's Bert helping out sometimes, and we give him like a rent credit.
Oh, what does he do?
Snow removal, lockouts, plunging a toilet in the middle of the night.
Okay, so for like that.
Yeah, thank you, Bert. Fire alarm, like somebody smoked a horn and went off, or somebody's got him. Yeah, he is. So he's like doing stuff, so I was like, oh, okay, we give him a little. Something. And it's legal to do if they can give up to $200 a month, but he doesn't get $200 a month.
Yeah, I think that's good for.
Yeah.
For the expenses, we had.
And remind us what that is? That's Comcast?
Comcast, internet, here, cable, here, and there. And that's the cheapest prices they can give us. They already gave us a discount for being Canton Housing Authority.
Are we obligated to have this here?
Comcast?
The computer and the TV and...
We're not obligated, but it's nice for the residents.
We should have the computer.
Yeah. They use it a lot.
Okay.
And some people watch TV.
Probably,
and some people watch TV.
$5,000 is a lot. I mean, it's just, I'm just asking.
But you just found us some money.
Why, you spent it in less than 5 minutes.
Yeah. So, will pension go away? Is this guy?
No, it's not going to go away.
It'll always be there, yeah.
It'll be all, pension is for life.
Right, so that'll transfer to Brian.
No, this is previously when Canton Housing Authority actually had
Oh, got it, right. Okay.
So in other words, when it's they die, it ends.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Not me, not Ryan, not
no,
you.
No, no, no.
Not us.
Oof, electricity. Water. Oof.
All right, where are we? Utilities. Electric, water, gas, and refuse. I left all of those the same as they are currently budgeted because we're anticipating ending the year below our budgeted numbers. And I didn't want to decrease them because I don't know what the rates are going to do for next year.
Yes.
Maintenance payroll, I had increased that from 42 to 45 based on your current year spending. Repairs contract, I left that the same at 55,400. Maintenance supplies, I left that at 10,000. The payment in lieu of taxes, I increased that to $70,000. We're estimating your year end will be $67,679, so I increased that to accommodate the increase in the payment. Insurance, I left that at $22,000 based on the renewal proposal that was just received. It will fall under that amount. Mortgage principal, I increased that from $14,000 to $15,500 based on the actual amount that you're paying. Mortgage interest, I decreased it from $27,500 to $26,100 based on what you're actually paying. The replacement reserve I left in there at $12,000, and then the tenant security deposit interest I left in there at $75,000.
Do you want to increase the reserve for this year, next year, to $3,800? Or whatever that $3,400? Or what is it, $2,400? Sorry, we're doing, or $2,000. What are we, were you doing $1,000?
We're currently paying $1,000.
Yeah, so $2,000, do you want to do that?
Isn't there what's the chaffer? What isn't there? I thought there were, they had a. Is it a minimum that they ask you to reserve or?
No.
Oh, there's not.
No.
Oh.
Where would that come from?
Income.
From operating.
So you would increase it from.
1,000 to 2,000, which means that it would be
each
24.
Month, right?
Yes.
Okay. So you're.
So it'd be $24,000.
And does that is that reserve sitting in anything beneficial? Like
no, but it can't. It's just a money market. I'm sure it's just a money market account. Yeah, probably a Columbia or Northwest or. How much is salary for superintendent?
It's actually going to go down with the new superintendent because he wasn't. He's making less.
What is that amount?
It depends on his benefits. I would have to get you the bill rate with the benefits, but he's making, I want to say, $30,000. Plus, you have to add on about 33% above that to cover his
medical.
Oh, that's why it's 45.
Social Security and all of that stuff, yeah. Okay.
And we pay that, or Imagineers pays that, his Social Security and all that stuff?
So we bill that to you. Whatever the expense is for him gets billed to you for the hours that he works at your property.
So instead of a Canton Housing Authority employee...
He's an Imagineer's employee.
Yeah.
But we're charged for your...
Yeah, because we're
employee.
Working for Canton Housing Authority.
Okay.
We're doing all Canton Housing Authority stuff. But we don't get the benefits of the pension.
Yeah, so it's like out the town's contract with Imagineers, but instead of one big contractual lump payment, it's broken. We have all this breakdown.
Yeah.
For staffing, there's no.
So that goes against our taxes. We get all those documents from Imagineers that we reimburse, so the auditors get all that information. So our taxes, we get credit on our taxes for those expenses, correct?
I don't know what the auditors do. We don't pay any taxes.
State or federal taxes?
We're tax exempt.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Oh, so we don't pay any taxes.
No, our contractors and stuff don't, we don't have taxes.
Oh, I thought the housing authority had to pay like a state or a federal tax. I didn't realize that there was nothing.
We just do the pilot.
Just the pilot.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that's kind of fair.
Yeah.
So the fact that they get more is kind of fair.
This is a dumb question. If we're exempt, why do we have to pay the pilot? Everybody has to pay the pilot?
It's in lieu of taxes.
Yeah.
So, because
that,
we don't, I believe.
I think that's what it's called.
No. But I think it's because we don't, they've gifted the land or they, or.
Every town has a different,
subsidy.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they donated the land.
Yeah.
And then we had to build the complex. So that's why you have Chaffa that holds the mortgage, but I think the town still technically owns the land, which is why you make, like if you owned a house, you pay your property taxes.
And we're making there's an income being made.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's cheaper than a commercial or personal property tax.
Mm-hmm.
We need to get back to the reserve question because we haven't answered that.
Yeah.
Right. It seemed like an additional $1,000 a month might be doable if I'm looking at this, but I don't know.
Plus, you can always reduce it. Like if we find that.
Yeah.
So what you think of the reserve account as you're just putting it in, you can't take it out for any reason. You can reduce the amount that you put in, but it can only be used for certain specific
things.
High impact things.
Right.
The water main.
Right.
A tree falls on
a roof.
Mm-hmm. There's a, God forbid, a fire in part of the facility. Or, like, it has to be like a catastrophic event.
Then I'm okay with increasing it as much as we can afford to do that.
Mm-hmm.
If we can put it into an account where we can get some interest on
Well,
it.
No, this, mm-hmm. that's separate. Yeah. So it's making interest, but it's like going to your regular bank, and it might be like 0.05% or 0.06%. It's nothing.
Right.
The bulk of the, if we can do the money market thing with operating monies,
so that's
where we're going to make up money. This is like safe money. Like this is money for a rainy day that you just can't touch.
Okay.
This is like replacing your water heater, or it's that kind of fund.
Well, we made a huge increase. Now that it's 12,000, we didn't have anything.
Right, we weren't doing anything. Now we could also say that it's 1,500 versus 2,000.
Yeah, we can do that.
I mean, if we're more comfortable only increasing it by $500, then we can increase it $500.
Yeah.
What does everybody think
I
about that?
I can't tell by looking at this.
Well, $500 would be another $600 a year. So if we're doing 1,200, it would be 12,600.
Right.
18,000 a year.
Sorry.
I was
yes.
Say, yeah.
Yes, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Me trying to do.
So 1,500 then?
1,500, everybody? Or what do we think?
As long as we can handle it.
Well, we were talking about two, so we've reduced it by five.
Yeah.
Okay, great. We'll make those changes.
So.
I think that's.
Does that 600 need to wiggle out of somewhere else?
No.
In the projected budget?
No, because you have 125,000 in income.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Yep.
So the replacement reserve is filled from income.
Yes.
Okay.
Wow. Actually, the pilot is a lot. It's like $6,000 a month.
Yeah. It's because of our income is increased.
But
so wait, what if you took the money from your income and put it in the reserve first? Does it always count if you
no.
do it monthly?
No,
you can't get
it
across.
Nice try.
To be a sneaky.
I'm just wondering if we can get a reduction.
The pilot?
Hmm.
Well, you can talk to the town.
Yeah, we have. What do we have?
I mean, that's a lot. $70,000 a year.
I mean, it's. Basically, like Sheila said, every town has different agreements.
Right. No, I know, but they plow the parking lot,
mm-hmm.
but they won't come and do the tree. Do you know what
but
I mean?
But the parking lot is a lot.
I know it is, but I'm just...
I try to get quotes, and it's...
Oh, no, I'm not saying that it's not a lot, and we're very grateful that they do it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, it would also if we're paying $6,000 a month, it would be nice if, you know, hey, listen, can you come and trim the trees? If we had another... Not like we're asking them to come and... maintain the property on a weekly basis. These are, you know, they won't have to do the parking lot until winter.
Do we know when the last time that 13% was assessed or determined for the pilot?
No. You can look it up.
That 13% rate increased last year. It increased. I don't know what it was before, but I can ask Bill.
Oh, I bet Is it tied to the grant list and the assessments?
Yeah.
So they assess these properties as well?
Yeah, land, property,
So does that mean it's going to increase because this is the last year of the implementation of
and then,
tax assess?
And then we're going to have a revaluation in 2028.
I know.
So I guess that's something that the board can, like, have a meeting with the town?
Yeah.
I have someone to ask who works on this stuff that just I can ask about that.
Tax assessor?
The tax.
I mean, it's not. That's not the person that I know, but I'm.
Yeah. But we should continue to communicate. We should continue to communicate.
Okay. So if we're.
Zoe Peak is who handles that with the town. Zoe Peak.
So if we agree to change the auditing to 12K and then the 1500 per month for the replacement reserve, does that mean everybody agrees with the rest of the budget and we can pass the budget?
Just a second.
Yeah, it's good to me.
Didn't you have questions more on a couple line items?
Yeah, you answered them all.
I did.
Oh, you did? Okay, maybe
she
didn't
me.
See the final
email. You may not have.
No, I sent it all to everybody.
I might just not have seen it.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I reviewed today, and I saw your answers to Stephen and those other questions, and I might have trailed off and not got the last one. If you feel satisfied with your responses.
One was one increase and one decrease, and I went, it looked like it didn't make sense. So. And then when I see it here, it does. Now I see what the decrease was.
So it makes sense now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. So didn't I ask a couple of questions? Like, bad debt?
Yep, you answered it.
Yes. And...
But again...
The only other thing, and I thought maybe, Fawn, you said this in the email too. I didn't print all the emails, but I thought we were going to fix...
Like, why do we still have bad debt expense when we haven't had anything... Didn't I ask, isn't that one of the questions that I asked?
Where are you?
We had three questions.
$2,000 is, like, we have no bad debt expense. We haven't had any. But it's still...
You're lucky to not have any.
I understand. But does it have to be $2,000? If we haven't had anything...
You can lower that.
Let's lower it to $1,000.
Just
and what was the other thing that I asked?
The other thing, Fawn, that you mentioned is saying this might be a good time to switch 6542.01.
Okay.
That's the gas.
No, that's repairs contract.
Oh.
The repairs contract and the repairs maintenance.
Yeah. Are those going to be... This may be a good time.
Yeah, this is a good time to do that. So...
Which one do you want it all to be? I don't like that there's two of them. I think it should be all one.
Yeah.
Agreed.
So it should all be just repairs and maintenance.
Yes.
So we're going to get rid of 6542.01.
Yep.
Yeah.
Why do we think that maintenance supplies will go down by $4,500?
Because Brian makes a lower salary?
No, this is supplies.
Oh, this is supplies.
Oh, because a lot of the expenses for replacements. I know.
Yeah, replace stuff in...
Oh, that's going to go into repairs and maintenance now?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then shouldn't that go up by more?
It didn't it?
Yeah. No, they were like... They were things like hot water heaters that would be replaced, but we wouldn't be replacing them again the following year.
Right. But it's still the same number, 55,400, if we're going to move some of that
but
money.
But I also thought you had to keep stuff in, buy stuff in advance so it was ready to go in. So we had already put money...
Well, no, I would think maintenance supplies are things that you actually need to...
So that would be
sometimes
like
the water heater.
Right.
That would be a supply, but it's not a replacement. So that's why she's saying it's like it could be interchangeable. Because once we replace it, it becomes a replacement.
Oh, see, I thought that like maintenance supplies would be like paper towels, window cleaner.
Yeah, we have that in there, but do you want to put Yeah, I mean, I put maintenance supply as if I have two extra refrigerator, that's a supply.
Oh, see, to me, that's a repair. That's a repair and maintenance item. That's a, like that's a.
Okay.
To me, that's an asset. Actually, it's a. It's not a. You know, it's over $500, right?
Okay.
Yeah. No, I'm saying like, yeah. It's a. It's not like a. So it's not like an office supply, like buying a ream of paper, or like to me that's a major expense. But if this is how we normally do it, I'm just trying to streamline it a little bit, I guess. Like, I guess shouldn't we have a separate line for equipment or whatever we would call that?
Supplies, right?
So
I guess I just go and call it a supply.
Equipment. Well, it would be supplies, right? Because you have these units and you have to supply them, whether it's small or a hot water heater or refrigerator, when those, they're just major expenses.
Mm-hmm. And where's that inventory list? Or who, that's you guys?
Inventory?
Of those supplies, of like the refrigerators.
Yeah, we have that. Like whoever got the new, like I have updated sheets of who got the new hot water heater this year, and then I'm like, why did it break again? Let's see. But I think if we get rid of that repairs contract line and just leave those two, repairs, maintenance, and maintenance supplies, we're good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any other changes?
So the replacement reserve is going to be $1,500 per month.
So the repairs contract just kind of melded into repairs and maintenance.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Stephen, your other question was just about the gas.
The gas is the propane tank. It turns on every Friday, and that's what it's used for. Like it runs all day every Friday.
So, we spent no money on gas last year.
No.
So when was the last time that
what does it do?
I just test itself for whatever.
Okay.
I see.
It's for the generator.
Yeah, it's for the generator.
Okay. So can we lower that to $500?
We can.
I mean, $250 is not going to change the world. I understand that. No, just leave it.
Just leave it?
Yeah,
okay.
It's a budget line. It's fine.
Yeah, okay.
If it doesn't get spent, it doesn't get spent.
Okay. So, everybody's in agreement with the auditing $12,000.
One second.
The bad debt $1,000. Take out repairs contract line. And then $15,000 monthly for the reserve replacement. Replacement reserve.
Yes.
Okay. Can we get a vote? Or?
1 second.
Sorry, the bad debt expense was what?
We just said it. People that owe money.
Okay.
We are very fortunate to have you.
Yeah. So our total income will be about $125,000 over our expenses.
It'll be $116,525.
With all the changes.
Mm-hmm. With the changes we made.
Yes, I'm okay. Does anybody have any final questions, or because we're going to take a vote on the budget? I mean, it's just a budget. I mean, it's not like...
Still.
Not that budgets aren't important. What I'm saying is that they're malleable.
Yeah. But still, it's interesting to understand and see.
But we're very, very fortunate that we're trending positive.
Yeah.
And not negative.
Well, I mean, the goal is to break even. The goal is that.
Yeah. But it's very lucky that we have reserves. We have, like, any kind of emergency. Because when Imagineers first came and got this in the Canton Housing Authority in 2012, we were at negative $60,000.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So.
I will make a motion to approve the 2027 budget. Can I get a second?
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Abstentions?
Nays?
No. All nays. I mean, all ayes.
All right, so that's approval.
So I just want to go over the grant funding status.
Yes.
What page are we on?
That's that radon thing. Oh. So basically, they are waiting for the results of the radon that we did, and there were 5 units, and it's weirdly enough the first 5 here, 1 through 5, that have come back like 3 times inconclusive. And so
air or water or both? It wouldn't be water. Air?
Air, yeah. It's the radon test.
It's a radon.
It's a radon.
But when it's what do you mean it's inconclusive? That there has to be a reading.
No.
It's either below 4 or above 4.
There isn't any. It says NA, no reading. So 3 times already.
So then is this an electronic test or is it the hanging test?
No, it's a hanging test.
So it's probably because people are coming in and out of so the problem is that that's a very non...
No, the problem is that we have to get everything below 2 or else we're going to have to do major mitigation.
Below 4.
Up below 2.
Why are they different than the state requirements?
That's,
yeah, it's below 2.
You can't be more restrictive than the feds, but you can be less restrictive than the feds at the state level. I didn't know that this was the thing.
I didn't know that it was 2.
Yeah, it's 2. It's crazy. But anyways, so got 40 units, right? There's some came back like wildly above 2 and had retests, whatever, and then got it down.
And we're paying for all these tests.
Yeah, it's like $12, $15 per kit. And I asked the town, Farmington Valley, I was like, do you have any more? And they're like, oh, we already gave you 17. So anyways, mitigation is going to be a lot more money. So that's what Peter, the grant writer, and I are trying to. So this next batch that I put in is in a different room. So maybe less opening of doors or whatever it is. So
that's what it is because they're occupied. So it's a much different. They're very sensitive that
way. So we're hoping this time everything will come back okay.
So only these 5, but everybody else did okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, mitigation shouldn't be that much. It's a tube that gets put in.
No, I looked at it. It's about $4,000 a unit.
It won't be that much.
Oh, okay.
I just had it done in a house.
Oh, okay.
So I mean, and that was $1,500 or $1,800. They do have to go through the slab and get it outside, and then there's a and it just it exits
this,
out above the roof line.
But these places don't even have a basement. It's just like
it's got to be built on a slab. So
I don't think it's built on a slab.
What causes radon?
It's in the earth.
Natural.
It's uranium in the earth. It just sort of it's in water. It's in the air.
I don't think these homes are built on a slab.
What would they
have to be built on something?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. They've got to be built on something.
Wood plat.
No, it's probably
no,
a slab.
Did you notify those 5 people that?
Oh yeah, they're very annoyed that every single time I have to come in and say,
I'm testing for radon.
Yeah.
Can't they oblige?
They have to oblige.
They have to oblige.
They right. do, but so it just sounds like they're a pain.
It's just they now they're like suspicious. Like,
well, just hey, we're trying to protect you. I mean, that's why these tests are being taken.
Why couldn't ask them to vacate it for a few hours?
Oh, no. It has to be 3 days or something.
Yeah, 3 days.
Like, it hangs in there for like 3 days and it absorbs all the air. And then you put it in.
I didn't realize it was 3 days.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then because, so like normally you would do it in a basement or in a room, the lowest living level.
Yeah.
And then it has to hang a certain distance from the floor, and if you open a lot of doors and windows, right?
Yeah.
You can't open a lot of doors and windows. Every day coming and going is fine, but then, yeah, it's.
Does every unit have air conditioning?
Yes.
Yes.
They have that. But that shouldn't affect the air.
I was just thinking in the heat. Maybe they'll keep doors closed more often.
I don't know, we started this in March.
Because this will be, going in March.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's where we're at. until we get all...
So until we get them all back, we can't move the process forward.
Yeah.
So and this is the CDBG grant.
Yes.
Yes.
This was an extra... So...
I get it. They probably have to say you have to be radon compliant to
but
get
this...
The,
yeah.
You want to go into executive session?
No.
Okay. Good question.
If this had taken the trajectory in the year that it was established, this was not a requirement of the grant. This is a new overlay of the grant process.
Okay.
Which is why we are now...
And it's part of environmental review.
Correct. For HUD. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay. So that's where we are at.
Okay.
That's it.
Any other information from Peter?
Or? No, that's it.
Just
that's
waiting
it.
On this?
Yeah. Okay. Him and I are just working on this together. So.
Anybody have any new business? Or? So our next meeting would be July?
No.
No, August.
August
sorry.
19th.
August 19th at 4 o'clock.
Yep.
Okay. Well, if the rest of us can make it, otherwise we'll reschedule. All that being said, if there's nothing else, I will close the meeting. It's 5:17. Thank you, everybody.